You're listening to SBS News.
A week after paying a fine for attending a birthday gathering at Downing Street during lockdown, Boris Johnson has offered what he called a full apology in the House of Commons.
Let me begin in all humility by saying that on the 12th of April, I received a fixed penalty notice relating to an event in Downing Street on the 19th of June 2020. I paid the fine immediately and I offered the British people a full apology. And I take this opportunity on the first available sitting day to repeat my wholehearted apology to the House.
But his apology came with a caveat. Mr. Johnson said it didn't occur to him then or later that the gathering just before a meeting on COVID strategy could amount to a breach of the rules. Opposition leader Keir Starmer called the apology a mealy-mouthed joke.
The damage is already done. The public have made up their mind. Yes. They don't believe a word the Prime Minister says. Yes. They know what he is. Yes.
Labor has secured a vote to decide if the Prime Minister should be investigated for misleading Parliament, but success is considered unlikely, with the majority of Conservative MPs standing by Mr. Johnson. Some members of the public are clearly unimpressed.
You cannot have a Prime Minister who is standing in front of the nation telling people you must stay at home, you know, you can't bury your family if you've had a bereavement or weddings. And then different activity happening at number 10, and I don't buy the, I didn't know what was going on. So I think it's a real integrity issue.
I think Boris will still be there. Boris will still carry on. And he will, something else will crop up which will divert people's attention away from this.
Police are continuing to investigate the Downing Street gatherings, and more fines are expected to be handed out. Greg Dyett, SBS News.